I come from west of the Gladesville Bridge in Sydney. And in Sydney, for people in other parts of Australia, there's always a debate about whether Western Sydney, and that's west of the Gladesville Bridge, and, you know, now it probably could be west of Sydney Olympic Park, out to Penrith, the Riff, Emu Plains, and those suburbs out there, many of them fantastic suburbs, others fantastic suburbs dominated by housing commission estates, as we used to call them. But there's a certain snobbery attached to those who live in the east, and they'll deny it, but not all people, but or those that live on the northern beaches, like the Premier Mike Baird. And a story today in the Telegraph is rather instructional. We had Sam Neill talking about his support for a whole range of things yesterday when they launched the film festival, which is going to Parramatta, to a magnificent park from Centennial Park in the eastern suburbs to Parramatta Park in the west. It's a fantastic park, Parramatta Park. And the Telegraph says here, meet the Sydney filmmaker who won't travel to Parramatta to show off his work, Newtown producer Adam St. John. Well, you have to forgive me, Adam, I've never heard of you, but obviously you must be known for your work in films. Said he would boycott the Tropfest short film festival because it planned move west was too far from his inner city home. There's no way I'm going to hop on a train and go to the middle of nowhere. I won't go to Parramatta, no way. Why would you put something so famous into an area where no filmmakers are based? Well, that young bloke who has done that feature film, he comes from Springwood, which is a long way west of Parramatta. Everyone is based in the inner city, and that's the place you'll be looking to support emerging. I mean, what? Oh, look, I don't know whether he's a good filmmaker or a bad filmmaker, but I'll tell you what he is. He's a complete and utter head. I mean, and I wouldn't think anyone west of maybe Glebe Island Bridge will go and watch any of his films based on his snobbish and stupid attitude. Filmmaker Adam St. John, maybe he's looking for free publicity, maybe he doesn't really believe it, maybe he just went to the Telegraph and said, look, I'll say all this, put me on page number 7 or on the front page, and then people will know who I am. Other than that, I'm a complete Neville, and probably exactly where he deserves to be.